That's good stuff. Everybody needs somebody. Are you listening to me? I don't care if you've been saved 30 years. You need somebody to look to draw from. Amen. I love to get around men who are more spiritual than I am. Amen. It helps me. It'll help you too. Amen. You may have been saved for a long time and just have never grown in the Lord. You need a mentor. Amen. Amen. Take your Bible and go to Psalms chapter number 91 this morning. Psalms chapter number 91. I've been wanting to do this since I got back from Australia and haven't had the time to devote to it. And told my wife we were staying in a little cabin and I didn't even have a television or a radio. It was just quiet. Boy, I'm glad there was no TV. And I'm glad there was no radio and I just had some quiet time. Amen? I needed that. I want you to look at Psalms chapter number 91. I want to look at the first two verses this morning. I know we're probably going to run a little late, okay? We sang a long time and we prayed a long time, but I'm not going to trim the Word of God just because God blessed us with His presence this morning. Amen? If the beans are burnt, just go by KFC and pick up a bucket. You'll be all right. Amen? Psalms chapter 91, the Bible said, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." Let's read that again. Let it soak in just a little bit. He said, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." Where do you live this morning? Are you abiding in Him? Amen. He said in verse 2, "I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust." The psalmist said that the Lord was his refuge. Have you any idea what a refuge is? I've always thought about it as being simply a hiding place. But a refuge is more than a hiding place. We have a refuge, a wildlife refuge, not very far from here, just up at Lake Altoona. How many of you have ever ridden through Red Top Mountain State Park? If you're like me, you only rode through there for one reason, to see all the deer. Amen. So they're not hid, you can see them. I'm not hid this morning, you can see me, but yet I am nevertheless, as you look at me and I look at you, if you're saved, we are in the refuge of God. The refuge is not just a hiding place. Hey, as Christians, we're not supposed to hide. Amen? We're supposed to be seen. We're supposed to be heard. Our presence is supposed to be known. But yet, at the same time, I'm glad we're in God's refuge this morning. God's hiding place. It's a hiding place, but the world can see us. It's not just a place to hide, but it's a place that is protected. Amen. He said, he's my refuge. He's my fortress. You know what a fortress is? That's a strong, walled city. A fortress. A fortress that cannot be penetrated. Amen. That's why I don't worry a whole lot. Amen. Because I'm in His fortress. He said, because He's my refuge, because He's my fortress, I'm going to put my trust in Him. Amen. That's where I'm going to put my... Can I just say to you this morning, if you're saved, you can put your trust in Him. If you're saved this morning, you can fully trust the Lord. He will not steer you wrong. He will not let you down. Why don't you just, some of you need to trust Him with your soul. If you died right now, you'd bust hell wide open. And you need to trust Him for eternity. While in Australia, we got to take a boat ride out to the Great Barrier Reef. How many of you have ever heard of the Great Barrier Reef? It is one of the seven natural wonders of the world. It is the largest reef system in the world. And little did I know till I got there, do you know what the Great Barrier Reef is? It's a refuge. It's a protected place. Amen. And I began to look at that refuge, and the first thing I noticed about it was its size. It's the largest one there is. It stretches some 1,600 miles, if I'm converting my kilometers to miles correctly, 1,600 miles of rock. It's big. Can I say to you this morning, my spiritual refuge is big. Amen. It's the largest one known to man. Hey, there's many things that people are clinging to for a refuge and running to for safety and running to for hiding. But just can I say, they ain't nothing better and there ain't nothing bigger than the Lord Jesus Christ. He's not just a refuge. He is the biggest refuge and He is the greatest refuge. Hallelujah. Did you know you can see it from outer space? Oh yeah, I looked it up on the internet in my office right there this morning. I wished I could have got the picture and put it. The picture, it said courtesy of NASA. That's the Space Center. I thought about this. They ain't nowhere you can go that you can't see our refuge. There ain't anywhere you can go. You say, preacher, I've gone so far. You can still see Him if you look. Amen. I said you can still see Him if you look. I don't care how far you've gone, how deep off the deep end you've run, how rock bottom you've hit. I'm glad we can look up and see the Savior. Hallelujah. Even a deaf man can come, sit in the presence of God and feel His touch. And hallelujah, somebody ought to get happy and have a blast with me this morning. Amen. Woo! Our refuge. It's the biggest one there is. Hallelujah. Hey, I'm sure you can see Him from space. But better than that, I'm glad you can see Him from earth. Amen. Hallelujah. It's the biggest one there is. It lays off the coast of Australia in the Coral Sea. I'm glad our refuge is big. I'm glad our refuge can be seen. But here's something else I liked about it. I'll get the message in just a minute. Just hang with me. I liked where it was, Brother Freddie. I loved where it was. I loved where it was so much I want to go back. But listen to me carefully. When we booked our resort for our vacation after the revival meeting, I told my wife when we began to plan this, we've been saving and planning this for well over a year and a half. And the whole time I said, I don't care where we stay, as long as we're along that coast somewhere, I want to stay on the Great Barrier Reef. I had the idea that I could walk out on my balcony and see the reef. But here's what I found out. The reef isn't very close to shore. Stay with me. It took 2 hours by boat to get there. The reef's not very close to shore. Why? It's not needed very close to shore.
Yeah, come on.
There's no need for a refuge close to the shore. Why? You got the shore. But it's out in the deep water. Woo! Where it's needed. Are you listening to me this morning? I'm glad my refuge is not up in the shallow water, but I'm glad my refuge is out in the deep waters of life. I'm glad my refuge is out in the dark places of life. I'm glad my refuge is not on the shore, but out in the sea where I need Him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. You know what I found when I got there? life.
Amen, brother. Yes, sir.
Abundant life.
Yes, sir, brother.
Oh, yeah. There are over 1,500 species of fish that live on that Great Barrier Reef. There are over 400 types of coral or species of living coral that grow and live on that reef. There are 4,000 species of mussels or clams and oysters that live on that reef. There are over 500 types of seaweed. There are over 215 types of birds. There are sixteen species of sea snakes and six species of sea turtles that live on the Great Barrier Reef. I'm glad on my reef. I'm glad that in my refuge, hallelujah, there is life. Amen. Who would take a boat ride and snorkel for 5 or 6 hours on something that was dead? Hallelujah. You know what they said? They said, don't stand on it. You'll kill it. It's alive. The whole thing. It's not a plant, he said. It's an animal. He said the entire thing is a living, breathing organism. I'm glad we walked into our refuge this morning and found out that she's still not dead, that she's very much alive. I'm glad my refuge is a living, breathing organism. Hallelujah. And just like on that reef in this refuge, you know what I find? Every kind of species there is. Amen. You know, you go to some churches, it's all black. I don't think that's right. Amen. If I ain't welcome there, it ain't right. Amen. Amen. I'm glad there's some black folks sitting around here this morning. I wouldn't care if they were some red folks, some yellow folks. If God made them purple folks, I don't care. Amen. Every species was there. Huh? Them bluefish said, mm-mm, we don't go over there. Why come? There's yellowfish over there. Come on, talk to me. We don't hang out with them yellowfish because we bluefish and that makes us better. No, it makes you blue. Amen. You ain't better because you white. You white and sorry just like I am. You ain't better because you black. You black and sorry just like you are. Say it, nod your head, amen. Hallelujah, we're all just sinners saved by grace. I'm glad what I saw out there on that Great Barrier Reef, that great refuge that God placed in the ocean. I saw every species, over several thousand species of life living together. Amen. We're living in a day when churches can't get along. I don't think they're on the reef. You know what I think? I believe every little fishy up on that reef, most of them ain't no bigger than that. They're small. The majority of those fish up on the reef are small. I didn't see any big fish on the reef. All the big fish was out in the deep water. But up on the reef, I think maybe that, wasn't it, Sister Angie, about that big? That's probably about the biggest fish we saw up on the reef. I think those fish, maybe they realize, hey, I'm not all that big. I don't care if these blue fish up here. These big fish out there. Amen. I don't care if there's yellowfish is around here. I'm just glad to be up here with them. Amen. Hey, some of us ought to forget about who we are and forget about what we are and just be glad to be in the refuge this morning. Just be glad to be in God's place of safety and God's place of protection this morning. Hallelujah. You'll just be glad to be in. Amen. Hallelujah. I ain't all that. I ain't got great degrees. And they don't publish any of my sermons in the religious periodicals. But you know what? I don't care. I'm in.
Yeah.
Amen. All kinds of life. You know what Jesus said? Jesus said, I'm come that you might have life. And that you might have it more abundantly. Huh? Ephesians chapter 2, he said, in you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin. I've been resurrected, man. Hallelujah. There's life on the refuge. The refuge is so huge that it can be seen from anywhere. Hallelujah. No matter how high you go, there it is. They didn't even need a telescope. You can see it with your naked eye. Thousands of miles in space. Isn't that something? I'm glad we serve a big God. Amen. I'm glad we serve a big God. I'm glad there's abundant life on the reef. I'm glad it's out in the deep, dark waters where it's needed the most. Hallelujah. Let me give you a few things that I thought about this Great Barrier Reef. Number one, it's a place of safety. It's a place of safety on that reef. It's a place of safety or a refuge. I've said it over and over this morning, but thank God we have a refuge. Hey, that refuge is Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ gave us a refuge called the Happy Valley Baptist Church. Hey, I don't know what you think this morning, but you're safe. I don't know what you think this morning, but those boys and girls out there are not in fear of being molested or beaten or cussed at and screamed at. I'm glad we're in a safe place. I'm glad God gave us a church, somebody. Say amen right there. Woo! Amen. Every time you ever been in trouble, you know who's been there? The church. Amen. You know who brought that food when your mama died? It's the church. Amen. It was some people who left the refuge and came out to be a refuge to you. Amen. We have a great refuge. It's probably, if in fact, this is probably not the greatest church in the world, but it is to me. You know why? It's the refuge God gave me. It's the refuge that God put me on. I noticed that Great Barrier Reef, it's not just one solid thing. It's broke up, man. It's a reef system. There are over 3,000 reefs. Wow. God put some fish on this one. He put some fish on that one.
Yes, sir. That's good.
Amen. And all of my studies, I couldn't find where the reef ever split. You all right? Everybody's just happy where God put them.
Yeah.
Amen. Some of you ought to get happy where God put you. Hey, you may not like everything about it. You know what I found out? There's things on the reef that'll stick you. There's things that'll abrase your skin. There's even things on the reef that'll bite you. There's things on the reef that'll sting you. But thank God we're on the reef. We may get bit. We may get an abrasion. We may get stung. But hallelujah, we're safe on the reef. Amen. It's a place of safety. Man, don't leave the reef. I'm glad I have a resource. I'm glad I have a refuge in the Word of God. We have a church. We have a Bible. Amen. I don't know if you picked up on it as I read the scripture a while ago. I read from a King James Bible. Can I say that again? I read from a King James Bible. KJV. King James Version. Can I say it again? King James Bible. It's a KJV, not a NIV. It's a KJV, not a MICKEYMOUSC. Amen. It's the Word of God, and it's perfect, and it's unchanged. Hallelujah. The Bible said it's forever settled in heaven. I ain't going to listen to nobody cast out on my refuge. I'm glad I've got a place of safety in my refuge, in my church, in my Bible. Amen. Hallelujah. This may preach before I get done.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I'm glad I got a refuge in my home.
Amen.
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 You know why I never counsel any of you people in my home? That's my home. That's her refuge. Y'all, are you listening to me? Huh? That's my home. Oh, I'll let you come eat. I'll feed you. We'll fellowship. But boy, that's my home.
Yes, sir.
Amen. That's where me and Sister Angie can just be plain old Eddie and Angie. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God. I noticed this. The safety of the reef or the safety of the refuge, they wasn't no big fish up on the reef. Not a one. Why? They couldn't get up on it. I saw a 600-pound grouper. That's a fish bigger than Brother Rusty. I'm serious heart attack. I mean, you just look at Brother Rusty and imagine a fish that weighs more than he does. The sucker was huge, man. It looked like a submarine. But you know what? It wasn't up on that reef. Every big fish I saw, you know where they were? Just on the edge. What are they doing? Waiting for somebody to come out of safety. Them big fish is like Jaws. Bum, 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 bum. Just cruising. Bum, 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 bum. And they was cruising along. You know what they was doing? They was going, here, fishy, 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 fishy. Oh, yeah. Come on, come on. You know what got Nemo in trouble, don't you? Come on, talk to me now. Nemo got in a bad mess when he left the what? The reef, amen. He got out of protected water. And you remember what was out there? Ha, that big old shark. I'm right about it, right? Hey, clownfish, stay on the reef where you're safe. Stay in the refuge where you're safe.
Yes, sir.
Because as soon as you step out of the safe place, be sober, be vigilant. For your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeketh whom he may devour. Let's put it in perspective of our message this morning. Be sober, be vigilant, for the devil walketh about as a great white shark, seeking whom he may devour.
Amen.
There's safety on the reef.
That's right, brother.
Amen. What are you saying? I'm saying stay in church.
Amen, brother.
Stay in church. Even when it ain't going your way.
Yeah.
Even when they're talking about you.
Yes,
just stay on the reef.
Yeah.
Stay on the reef.
Yeah.
Stay in the area of safety. Don't leave the safe zone. Why? Because there's predators out there and they're waiting to gobble you up.
Amen.
Amen. Do you know what big fish eat? Little fish. Turn around and look at your neighbor and say, you a little fish. You just a guppy in a great big pond. Amen. Well, me and Brother Jason, we like to bass fish. Jason Ship. Brother Jason Bice loves to talk about bass fishing and the one that got away. He was telling us before church about another one that he almost caught. And he's teaching his son to lie about it too. We've watched those bass. Anybody's ever spent any time bass fishing? You know how you know when they're there? You see them jumping. You see the water splash. You know what they're doing? They're chasing little fish. Them little fish leave their protective area, and now they're lunch. Amen. Stay on the refuge, our place of safety. Not only that, but I saw this, that refuge was not only a place of safety, but it was a place of sustenance.
Amen.
Not only was it a place of refuge, but it was a place of resource. You know why those little fish never leave the refuge? They don't have to. They have no need. If they swim off the reef, everything out there is too big for them to eat anyway. Are you listening? In other words, when they swim off the reef, what's available to eat out there is too big for them to handle. Woo! There's some preaching that right there. When we get off the reef and out in the world, there's some things out there that are too big for us to handle. But I'm glad up on the reef, God breaks it down. And hey, God runs it through the spiritual blender where we can take it in and where we can digest it. Amen. You know what that coral feeds on? Stuff we can't even see. Stuff we can't even see. Hallelujah. Don't come into church looking for food. You may not even be able to see it. You know what that coral does? It just sits there and soaks it in. Takes out of the water what it needs. Are you listening to me? The water of the Word of God. Why don't you just soak it in this morning and take out of it what you need? You know what Jesus said? He said, I am the bread. He said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me. Ooh, I'm glad we got resources on the refuge. Amen. Listen, if you leave this church and your excuse is I'm not being fed, you're not eating. Or you're already full when you get here. How many of you got fed in Sunday school this morning? Oh, I guarantee you did if you was here. Amen. And if you didn't get fed, you was doing the feeding. And you got fed when you was preparing the lesson. Amen. We all ought to be just spiritually fat and sassy this morning. But instead, we sit in one of the greatest churches in the world, and some of us are spiritually anorexic. Starving to death. There was a little girl in that children's home, and her name was Anna, I do believe. Hannah. Her name was Hannah. And she was about this tall, and her hair was falling out. She had a big bald spot on the back of her head. And I asked the guy that run the children's home, Brother McNamara, I said, does that little girl have cancer? He said, no, Brother Eddie. He said, that little girl was adopted, her and her sister, from Russia. He said, that little girl's 16 years old. I said, what's wrong with her? He said, she is severely malnourished. She almost died from a lack of food. But not because she didn't want to eat. Because she didn't have it. If you're starving spiritually, it's because you don't want to eat. Because God puts a buffet for us week after week after week after week. It's like an all-inclusive resort or a cruise, Miss Bungeline. You just eat anytime you want and eat all you want. Amen. Already paid for. Just come and dine. Amen. There's the safety of the reef. It's a refuge. There's the sustenance of the reef. It's resources. But I've got to hurry, I know. But let me give you this one. There's the sureness of the reef. There's the sureness of the reef. It is built on a rock. I said there was a safety of the reef and that it's a refuge. There's the sustenance of the reef and its resources. But then there's the sureness of the refuge in that it is built upon a rock. 2 Timothy 2:19, the Bible said, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure. Yeah. Amen. Amen. He goes on to say, the Lord knoweth them that are His. The foundation of God standeth sure. Amen. I'm glad what we have. You see, that coral, this is what I thought. I thought the Great Barrier Reef was just a big reef of coral. It's not. It's a rock that the coral lives on. The reef is not made out of coral, though it looks like it, because you can't even see the rock because of what's living on it. Woo! Hey, the world may not be able to look over here and see Jesus, but they can see what's living on it. Hallelujah. I'm glad. My faith is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. They said there's two kinds of reefs. There's a natural reef, and then they said there is a man-made reef. I got to thinking about that. A man-made reef. They're spending billions of dollars to build man-made reefs. There's only a problem with that, only one problem. They decay. They took a multi-million-dollar battleship called the, they call it the Big O. You remember the word, Bungeline? She looked it up for me. The Osinski or something. I forgot. Oskini. Is that it? Oskini. There you go. And they took this big battleship. They said, we've got this battleship we're going to take out of service. We could scrap it for, say, $2 million. Put it on the deficit. Some guy said, I got a better idea. Let's sink it. Let's make a refuge. Let's make a great a man-made reef out of it. Only one problem. It's made out of steel. Oh, it'll be good for a while. But you know what salt does to metal? It eats it. It'll decay. But I'm glad that rock will not. Amen. That rock can handle the elements. That salt will never bother it. It'll never decay. It'll never diminish. Hallelujah. I'm glad we're built on the rock of Christ, that foundation which no other man can lay, that is Christ Jesus this morning. I'm glad I'm not on a man-made rock. You know what they said about those man-made reefs? There's one big problem with them. They put them out there where the fish would go, and they really benefit the commercial fishermen. They go out there and try to catch grouper off of them and red snapper and all that. Only one problem. Every time a storm comes, a big storm, a hurricane, cyclone, you know what happens in reefs? They move. They move. They got out there and sunk that big Oskini or whatever that thing was called. They went out there and sunk that big old thing, and boy, they had it on the GPS and the Lawrence and all that satellite stuff. But they had the concordance. It's this way longitude and that way latitude. There it is. We got her. She's right there. Only problem, there came a hurricane, and they come back and they lined up all their concordance. No ship. It was miles away. In water too deep for it to do any good.
That's right,
bro. I'd watch some of these man-made reefs.
Yeah.
This man-made religion.
Yeah.
It'll move on you.
Yeah, bro.
Are you listening to me?
Yeah.
Brittany, since Brittany has been here, we've moved location. Is that right? But have we changed? I'm glad you can go away for a few years, come back to the refuge, and it's the same old book, it's the same old singing, it's the same old preaching. Hallelujah. I'm glad the rock will not move on us. Amen. The sureness of the reef. Storms can't move it. Did you know there's never been a storm shake Jesus? There's never even been one make him lean over. I'm glad that it's built on rock. Let me give you this last one and I'll quit, I promise. We said there was safety in the reef in that it was a refuge. There was sustenance in the reef in that it has the resources you need. There's sureness in the reef in that it's built on a rock. It's unmovable. It's unshakable. But lastly, there's sunshine on the reef. There's sunshine on the reef. Simply because it has risen out of darkness. You know what I noticed as we snorkeled on the reef? When I got off the edge, I mean, it's like you're swimming in water this deep, literally. Your back's out of the water. You just got your face in there where you can see. And when you go off the edge, and it doesn't do like this. It goes, boom. You can't even see the bottom, Brother Charles. And the deeper you go, the darker it gets. The deeper you go, the darker it gets. I heard several statements, and I don't know how much this I'm going to give you this morning, but I heard several statements as we were going in and out of the water, and people were saying, I thought it was a lot more colorful than that. You know, that's the first thing I thought when I got in the water, and I began to swim around. I thought, where is all those vibrant colors? They're there. You just can't see them. Did you know that when you enter the water, The deeper you go, the more color you lose. I didn't know that. It's called a photic zone. Do you know the first color to go? Anybody? It's red. Red's the first color to go. Then yellow, then blue, then green, till there's absolutely no visibility at all. When you get off the reef, the first color to go will be red. I'm glad the red blood of Christ is easy to be seen on the reef. Amen. Here's what they said. They said the best time to see the reef is at night. They said it's a totally different picture at night. They said that coral sits there all day and it absorbs the light from the sun. But then when the darkness comes, it lets go what it has absorbed. When you see that thing from space, look it up on your internet. It glows in the dark. Woo! You know what we're supposed to do as Christians, as we live on the reef? We're supposed to come in here and soak up the light of God. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Let's come in here and soak it up, and let's go out into a dark place and let's shine for the honor and the glory of God. Not my light, not your light, but just the light we have absorbed from the Lamb of God. Amen. Woo! I'm glad I'm on the reef this morning. I'm glad I'm in the refuge, in the safety of the refuge. I'm glad I have the sustenance of its resources. I'm glad I'm on the sureness of the rock. Amen. And I'm glad I see the sunshine. The S-O-N-S-H-I-N-E. Amen. They said when, Brother Todd, y'all come on to the piano if you would. Sister Ashley, y'all get us a song. Ashley's not in here. Maybe Elizabeth could come. I like this. They said the reason people prefer to dive on the reef at night is because of how well it responds to light. They said when it's the darkest, it's when it's the most beautiful. They said you can dive on that thing during the day and it's dull and it's drab and it's mostly brown and gray. But at night, when there is no moon, when you can't see your hand in front of your face, they said all you got to do is just take a small light, and when you shine that light, you begin to see its beauty. Whew. Don't you like it when you get in the refuge and it's totally dark and God just takes a little light? Woo! And you begin to see its beauty. Thank God for the sunshine on the reef. Thank God for the things He's allowed us to see. Amen. Thank God for the light He's allowed us to take in. Ain't God good? Are you on the reef this morning? Let's stand our feet all over the house. Are you on the reef? Are you in? Do you know Christ as your Savior? If you fell over graveyard dead right now, could we preach your funeral and say we know they went to heaven because they trusted Christ? Let's bow our heads all over the house. Nobody looking around. If you're here this morning, thank you, Brother Michael. Had one saved already in junior church this morning. If you're here this morning, you're not sure, and if you died right now, heaven would be your home. We'd like to pray for you. If you just slip up your hand. So, preacher, I'm not sure if I died right now, heaven would be my home. Please just pray for me. I won't embarrass you. God bless you, ma'am. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I won't drag you to the altar for nothing. I just want to pray for you. Preacher, if you can really know that you'll go to heaven when you die, I'd like to have that settled in my heart. Please pray for me. Just slip your hand up and put it right back down. Thank you for being obedient. How about this, preacher? I know I'm saved. I can tell you about the time, I can tell you about the place, but I'm afraid I've swam off the reef. I'm in deep water, preacher. And the predators, they're after me. Pray I get back to my place of safety. Anybody like that? Hands all over this building. Pray I get back on the rock. Pray I get back to where it's safe again. Thank you so much. Father, as we come before you again this morning, in Jesus' name, we thank you, God. We give you glory for being our refuge, our rock, our fortress, our place of safety, our place of surety. Lord, our place of sustenance. Lord, our place of sunshine, where we can see and feel the light of God. Lord, there's some here this morning who don't know you. Lord, I pray this dear lady who raised her hand, Lord, I pray this would be the day that she'd get that thing settled about her soul. And Lord, these that said, preacher, I've swam too far from the rock. Help us to get back this morning. Lord, we love you, we thank you, and we give you glory for what you're about to do. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.